I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 3 months of nationwide protests are producing results in Sudan. On Friday, President Omar al-Bashir stepped down as leader of Sudan's governing party. Now, he still holds authority as president and has been ruling Sudan with an iron fist for 30 years. According to David Curry with Open Doors USA, the demonstrations don't pose a threat to Christians yet.
This is really not unlike Egypt during the so-called Arab Spring, where the entire population, whether Muslim or Christian or atheist, rose up against the Muslim Brotherhood. This feels more like that.
Sudan is one of the world's top persecutors of believers. So as we wait to see what comes next, let's keep praying.
When you see this kind of insecurity and instability in a place like Sudan, we need to pray for peace.
And Global Disciples is shaking things up and how it helps the church to get involved with the Great Commission. Jerry Meadows with Global Disciples explains.
Pray, give, go is a typical approach for churches to take in getting involved in a mission agency, or even you'll see that on a lot of mission agency websites. In listening to church leaders, what we've discerned is only a certain number of people in the congregation, a limited number, are going to feel like they're really prayers and maybe get involved.
The question, how do we engage with those who don't fall under the pray, give, go formula? Global Disciples says by personalizing the opportunities and utilizing people's interests and skill sets. Join us at missionnews.org to discover how your passions and hobbies intersect with the Great Commission and find your place in the story. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.